This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we are taking off the second hour here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Joa,
and Mark.
Joa, better late than never. Glad
yes.
to have you,
sir. You're
thank you for being here. Thanks for coming out
Thank
to the
you.
Trial this week and doing your wonderful courtroom artwork.
Oh, thank you.
Which is, you know.
You're the only sketch artist I got in the whole place.
Yeah. For years.
Yeah. And then you let one of the reporters take a picture of your stuff without charging.
I know.
Was,
yeah,
so
you were telling me like, you should be charging them. And you know what? You're right. I haven't seen them posted anywhere.
Presumably, sketch artists get paid for being in there.
Sure. Yeah. You know what? I didn't even think about that. Like, they had one during the Ross Ulbricht trial, so, like, they do still exist. They don't have it in the budget for New Hampshire? Is that what it is?
Technically, I have been paid. So I threw my donation link out there,
okay,
and I've gotten donations for these things.
But, I mean, as far as, like, whoever it is the government hires to do this work, right? Like, remember during the Ross Ulbricht trial, they actually did have sketch artist imagery?
Yeah,
it was
sure.
Presumably officially from whoever the hell the court hires for this stuff. Yeah. Is that guy just busy this week down in New York or something like that?
Maybe.
He couldn't make it up to New Hampshire?
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know who employs the sketch artist. My thought would be is that the news agency does.
Hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, that does make sense.
Because, you know, the only thing you can do is send somebody in there with a sketch pad.
Right.
Because this is such an archaic system that we can't get video out of it. It's just so crazy.
Yeah, it really
like,
is.
Somehow, courts across the nation can handle cameras, but not federal courts.
Strange.
Our business is just too important.
You can't go in without showing them your ID, like that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, they
but
cracked down on that this week, too, right?
Jeez Louise.
But the funny thing about it is they're not doing anything with it.
I mean,
they look at it. In my case, they're just looking at
they
it.
Glance
it's like,
at it, yeah.
Yeah, they're glancing at it and sticking, and then I can stick it right back in my wallet, you know, which then has to go through mm-hmm. their gizmo. You know, they're far more obsessed about my belt than they are about my ID.
Or your shoes.
And shoes now, yeah. Sometimes they don't ask you for the shoes, but this week they've been asking for shoes.
So shoes will sometimes set the machine off, and they don't want the machine to go off. When the machine goes off, you got to take the shoes off.
I happened to go through their security probably 20 times yesterday. Because I was helping Bonnie and other people and going back and forth.
You're making runs for things.
Yeah, getting her to file a motion so that they can get her in. And then the judge gave her, an exception.
You got a special dispensation from the judge.
Right.
Well, she's my wife.
She did follow the rule, which was you just need to give your name, and that's identification. ID does not mean, like, a physical ID. I swear, cops and they it's like crack to cops. It really is. Like, give me your ID.
Mm-hmm. The bailiffs there don't feel they've been treated with the head bailiff. He doesn't feel like it's all been, you know, sufficiently respectful, so we're going to be as mean as possible to these actors.
Sure.
And this is done over and over again by police agencies high and low, right? Like, the idea is these are professional people, but they're not. They're petty tyrants with a small amount of power, and they're going to wield it. And that's what I have seen over
pirates.
And over again. I would like to point out that, you know, the same FBI bureau that we're dealing with right now in this Crypto 6 case is so worried about little old ladies being scammed out of their money by people they didn't catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she admitted she's never caught a single scammer.
Never caught a single scammer.
The head agent.
Oh, that was like my favorite part yesterday is they actually said, oh, we never called him a scammer. Yet opening arguments was like all scammer, scam, scam.
And the same people, when I reported a armed and dangerous individual threatening to harm my 7-year-old son.
Right.
They just decided, nope, we're not going to look into that. You guys have goaded him too much. Well, what's you guys? Does my son not deserve police protection? Because I'm pretty sure the 7-year-old didn't goad anybody.
Right.
But they won't do their jobs when their jobs are for people that they don't like. And they group people. I've never done anything to these people.
Right.
They just say, well, you hang around with these activists too much.
Oh, but you were a criminal before, Mark.
Hey, look, All they need to do is do their job. All I've ever asked these shiftless, lazy government bureaucrats is to do their jobs. Because I can tell you, if I try to protect
their
my son from the threatener, I'm going to go ahead and get thrown in prison over it. Like, they're going to definitely enforce their rules on me.
Their job is not to protect us. It's to protect the elites that they're serving.
Mm-hmm. I'm the number 20. At the time, was the number 25 talk show in the nation. They had actually arrested a guy who had threatened, what's the guy's name?
Shapiro?
Yeah, Ben Shapiro, who is the number 24. So they can't even claim that they're protecting elites.
He's elite and you're not.
How is he number 24? I'm number 25.
He's
where is
the line?
He's a politically
connected conservative and you're a libertarian.
Well, if that's what they want to say.
Nobody.
It's the most discriminating class. I know a lot more state reps than these people do. I know more people in the government.
State reps don't mean anything to them.
Not if they aren't the state reps that they like. Mm-hmm. State rep means a lot to them.
Libertarians are the minority now. The whole country.
They're the new vilified minority.
And people look past black, white now. It's all about, are you left, right paradigm or anybody else?
Well, that's why we need the libertarian homeland, as Jeremy Kaufman has been describing New Hampshire, because it makes sense. And this, by the way, this has worked for all kinds of minority groups over time, right? Like, look at Chinatown, look at, black communities and Little Italies and things like that, where people who have a similar belief system or mindset or whatever the similar thing is come together, the Mormons in Utah, the hippies to Vermont. There's no doubt concentrating people together geographically helps those people.
Well, I think it absolutely does, but I don't know. I mean, at this point, we're, 15 to 20 years in on the Free State
Project.
And we're
just getting started. The Free State Project move started officially in 2016, and the official five-year move window just wrapped up in 2021.
Yeah, my favorite part about New Hampshire is the bi-decade, the semi-decade raids on my studio.
Well, no one said that liberty activism was going to be without risk, Mark.
Certainly. Yeah. I'm not even a liberty activist. I don't know how I get lumped into these things.
You used to be.
What does that mean?
You kind of hang around with us, so.
Well, I have to. Just people who hang around with you are activists?
You used to claim you were a liberty activist. You used to say that being on the radio was activism.
I think that being on the radio is activism.
Okay.
And
yes,
I think keeping the business going is activism. But it's not the kind of activism that these shiftless, lazy government bureaucrats really care about.
They seem to. They unplugged our broadcast equipment when they were here.
That's true. So. They messed it up. They, broke things.
I mean, they didn't take a sledgehammer to it, but they did make it mostly broken for about 3 weeks before I finally was able to figure out over the phone one day, calling from jail to Captain Kickass, and managed to get him to kind of tell me what was plugged in where or whatever behind the racks, and managed to suss out what the issue was.
I don't know what we're going to do.
I remember those calls. I was here when you were taking the calls.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about Nigeria, though, because it is a very popular place for buying Bitcoin. The prosecutors in the Crypto 6 case are trying to act like everyone from Nigeria is a suspect.
Right.
And they're not coming right out and saying that because, that would seem pretty racist of them. But that's kind of what they're suggesting.
Well, now they would have to say most of these scammers or whatever are from Florida, because it seemed like a lot of people were from Florida or southern United States. I'm just trying to make a point.
I think there were some people who were victimized, allegedly, in Florida. I don't know if that means the scammers.
The people
there's
they were showing.
There's plenty of scammers in the United States, and remember, they've never caught one of them.
At least this woman, who is the head of this particular investigation.
Right.
Of course, she spent the last 5 years of her life investigating the Crypto 6.
Hunting you down. Yeah. It's like going after the gun shop owner when somebody gets shot.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Years trying to investigate it, all the while there's actual.
I gotta make it look
there.
Like I'm doing something.
Or the guy holding the camera, and then gets assaulted, but arrest the guy with the camera, right?
Yeah, exactly. So what's the news
from
Mark?
Decrypt.co? Nigeria has imposed limits on cash withdrawals in a move to push consumers towards alternatives, including its own central bank digital currency, what they call CBDC.
Interesting, because we had talked about the central bank digital currency here, and we will continue to talk about it because they are talking about it, meaning the Federal Reserve and the federal government. They are in the process of testing potential CBDC systems and technology. It hasn't yet been given the go-ahead, so there's no green light on making this thing official yet, but they are sure real serious about
it. Prepped and ready to go.
Know, it's on the horizon.
I think it's very important to look at what goes on in other countries.
Exactly.
I mean, we can look at the revolutions going on in China right now over COVID restrictions, but the liberals, remember back when they really cared about COVID restrictions? Like, no, that never happened in America. We never weld the doors shut and burn people alive. But, you know, turns out they will. An authoritarian government that can crack down on COVID will.
We're going to continue here, and you can share your thoughts as well. The number 603-283-6160.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk
anything that you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Joe, and Mark in the studio here tonight. And I want to make sure you know about the Socratic Experience. Michael Strong is a highly acclaimed and globally known educator who launched an online academy called the Socratic Experience, where students learn through philosophical dialogue and are engaged in a highly social and inspiring learning environment. This contrasted to the government school system, where 1 out of 5 graduates are functionally illiterate, 75% of high school students are unhappy, 63% disengaged, 19% considering suicide, according to the CDC.
We've also seen 19% functionally illiterate in some districts, as high as 2 out of 5 students functionally illiterate.
Yeah. So get them out.
Then they wonder why there's a drug increase in universities, because the kids have to take, you know, Percocets and all kinds of other things, Adderall, to just stay awake and do their homework. And they're the ones that really produce the interesting content.
Right. So you want your kids to have a different learning experience that's actually proven. Check out the Socratic Experience. You can go to SocraticExperience.com/FTL. It nurtures your child's unique genius. And students from Socratic Experience have gotten into the most prestigious universities and highly selective companies. Mention Free Talk Live, save 20% off your first year's tuition. Go to SocraticExperience.com/FTL. You get the parent guide there. Mark, you're a parent. I mean, have you taken a look at this Socratic Experience thing?
I've done an interview with Michael Strong on that, and it's been here on Free Talk Live and our after shows on our podcast, which I'm sure you can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get the podcast and get signed up for it and get the RSS feed. But my son is actually, in fact, taking one of the Socratic Experience classes.
Oh, great.
And
how long has he been at it?
3 weeks.
Okay.
And
is it soon enough where he's got an opinion?
He loves it.
Okay, cool.
Well, I mean,
and he's a teenager.
Right, 14.
Yeah, got it.
Basically, it's the kids working with themselves, right? They're working with guidance. And there's nothing they love more, right? Like, what's cool? What the kids are doing. The kids are doing this, right? So it's not about a teacher laying down a bunch of rules and telling you what to do or anything like that. It's about kids exploring a given environment. And that's cool, and that's fun, and that's how people learn.
That's cool. What
play is. Play is, you know, in some way or another experimenting with a given environment.
SocraticExperience.com/FTL. Sign up there as class space is limited. So, Mark, you had just given us a tidbit from this story about Nigeria. Let's dig into this. What's going on?
Right. So, just going back in the story,
yeah.
Nigeria has imposed limits on cash withdrawals in a move to push consumers towards alternatives, including its own central bank digital currency called a CBDC, and they call it an
Naira.
Naira? Is that how you say it?
I don't know how you say it, but I've been saying Naira.
Naira. Okay. The e-Naira. In a letter to banks and other financial institutions published on Tuesday, the Central Bank of Nigeria applied new limits to where the over-the-counter withdrawals. Let me put my reading glasses on. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So did you say it was $45 per week or $45 per month? I don't remember what the detail was on that.
It's
per day?
For over-the-counter withdrawals at just $225 per week for individuals.
Okay.
And a little over $1,000 for businesses.
Okay.
Taking cash out of ATMs will be capped at $45 per day,
which is
functionally the same number thereabouts.
Now, that probably does more for you in Nigeria than it does here in the United States, right? So you have to keep in mind they don't make as much per day there as they do here.
Yeah.
But
they're reporting the numbers here, so that's only they're only providing the Naira 200 notes and smaller denominations being available from the machines.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you're getting just a whole wad of bills when you withdraw $45.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right. Because a 200 Naira is equal to a fraction.
45 cents.
Yeah, of a dollar.
Wow.
Okay.
Consumers will still be able to take out larger sums in some instances, but they'll have to pay processing fees of between 5 and 10%.
Whoa.
These are, what's the term that the state used on your...
Highway robbery?
No. They used every single news story that talked about your case.
Yeah.
for the last 2 years talked about the fees being
exorbitant.
Exorbitant.
Okay.
These fees are, in fact, the same numbers, therefore exorbitant.
This is to just access your own money from your own bank account.
Yes, that's correct. Jeez.
Involuntarily, so you can't, you don't have a choice, right?
Well, your other choice would be to take it out $45 at a time, right? Nice. Like per day.
The move was justified in a letter as being in line with the cashless policy of the central bank.
This is interesting because, you know, as you touched on, Mark, this is showing a potential future for the United States because we know that the way they're talking about the CBDC in the U.S. is that the bankers, like the big banks, the Banks of America, the, you know, Chase Bank, these guys, they are tied in with that Federal Reserve. They're part of the Federal Reserve. They are the Federal Reserve, right? So they're not just going to get cut out of the picture.
Right.
That's ultimately what they could do with the CBDC. If the federal government wanted to, they could just terminate their deal with the Federal Reserve and just go full CBDC. But they owe a lot to the Federal Reserve, right? And these bankers have supported them throughout wars, throughout history, and they're not just going to cut their banker buddies loose. So the bankers are in the process of negotiating what the CBDC should look like. They haven't figured it out yet. Right.
But everybody's hot to trot on cryptocurrencies. Let's make our own cryptocurrency that we control, just like we control the money. It'll be great.
Right.
It'll be just like now.
So they're going to still, the bankers are still going to have a role.
It won't be valueless garbage.
Yeah.
It'll be ours.
So the idea behind the CBDC is it gives the feds more direct control over the currency. They can control where you go, what you do. They can delete your wallet at any time they want to without having to, like, go into a bank and tell them to, right? So it just takes one step out of the process of, say, freezing your account. So it's total control, total observation of what you're doing. That's why they want this.
The government always has to have its fingers in it, don't they?
Right.
Well, don't forget that this is like the self-checkout line at Walmart, too.
Mm.
You, there. I mean, what's the point of tellers? I mean, like, banks want this. What are they going to do once you have, you know, 10 years down the line from the start of the CBDC, maybe 20, whatever it is, tellers will be a thing of the past. What will be the point? You're all just sending and receiving from your wallets. You'll
well,
be depositing and checks and stuff like that.
The 10-year thing is important because they can't just get rid of cash right away. Right? And they're not going to get rid of the banks either because the banks still want a loan. They want to make loans. So they're already talking about how, well, the Federal Reserve will have this CBDC, the central bank digital currency, but we'll still let the other banks do loan issuing.
I can see some verification quality to it. So, like, if you can go to a physical bank and actually meet with someone to deal, you know, do a loan or something like that. I can still see a purpose in it in the future because people still want that nostalgic. I mean, eventually you might just have to go to the supermarket, which they have banks there too, but like, and go to a machine at the supermarket. You know that machine there is, you know, of good quality or something to do these things. So.
Yeah, I mean, it may come down to that at some point, but like I'm saying, the big banks, they don't want to get cut out of the picture. So they're arguing for all the ways that they're trying to, you know, paint a picture for the feds as to how they can still help, but the CBDC can also exist. But the question is, once they do introduce a CBDC, how do they get people to use it? And restricting ATM withdrawals and bank withdrawals is, that's an idea.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Marine Paul Whelan was not included in the prisoner swap between the United States and Russia that led to the release of imprisoned basketball star Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says they will continue working to bring Whelan home.
Despite our efforts, the Russian government has not yet been willing to end his wrongful detention. They continue to insist on sham charges of espionage and are treating Paul's case differently.
A scathing congressional report claims the NFL's Washington Commanders hid decades of sexual misconduct. Thursday, a U.S. House committee released its report that zeroed in on team owner Dan Snyder. The report says Snyder allowed pervasive sexual harassment by team executives of female employees, and he tried to interfere with investigations into the Commanders' toxic workplace culture. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Thanks to Steve Riddell, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Steve is a gold level, which means he's doing $10 a month, which is twice what we ask for. So thank you, Steve, for that level of support. We definitely appreciate it. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com, and you can join it there with your credit card, debit card, your PayPal account. It's our Patreon, and you get some perks like access to the AMP Only podcast, which has our full radio show every night without the recorded commercials. So head over to amps.freetalklive.com and join Steve Riddell and I think about 100 or so other Free Talk Live listeners. So it's a pretty elite club. Nice. Thank you, guys. Average donations, just a little under like $10, like $9.50 or something like that. So thank you, everybody, for supporting AMPS. It makes a big difference for us. It's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line. We'll get back into CBDCs here in a moment, the central bank digital currency. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to bring up this bill that's on the president's desk. But first off, Mr. Mark, I know they hate us both because we used to was pig farmers. They don't like people that raise their own bacon. You know what I mean?
Well, bacon's different than raising pigs. It's a lot harder. You got to be able to smoke and all that stuff. It's tough work.
Well, making bacon used to be a euphemism for the police breeding, but I digress on that one. So anyway, yeah, there's this bill on the president's desk today legalizing gay marriage. Now, to my mind, this was never illegal under federal law. So why do you have to legalize something that was never illegal?
Wasn't there already a Supreme Court decision? Major pain.
They also threw in on this bill that interracial couples were welcome to make it unilateral.
Okay, but wasn't there already a Supreme Court decision a few years ago? Major, wasn't there also a Supreme Court decision several years ago now, most of a decade, I think, that legalized gay marriage all across the United States? Didn't that already happen?
I don't think it was ever illegal. Whether it was legalized or not is a befuddlement to me. But
I think it was illegal in some states, if I recall correctly, and the Supreme Court essentially forced it on the other states. Or was that overturned by the... I don't know. Do you guys know?
I don't think it rode through the first time. I think it might have got squashed.
I think this is just a follow-up. You know, just...
My second thought was that they also included biracial couples being married. And the only place...
That's literally America. I mean, it's already America. You know, we're all interracial. We might all be different, but we're all... That's what America is made up of. That's what we were founded on, is that we have this diversity of people living freely amongst their own choices and stuff. And I think that's... It's just, like, irrelevant what the government's doing with the marriage. A marriage licensing was created out of slavery. Because if you...
This was old school thought, because the only place where interracial marriage might have ever been illegal would have been like Alabama or Mississippi or something.
Right?
Well, it's illegal to get married if you're a slave.
Well, there was a Supreme Court. I did look it up here. 2015, there was a decision that did legalize same-sex marriage nationwide. According to the story here at Reuters about this, Congress did pass this bill, the one you're talking about, Major Payne. It did pass 258-169, so all the Democrats and 39 Republicans did vote in favor of it. And it is being called the... we'll get to it here.
To me, this is an overstep by the federal government.
Of course it is.
The Constitution of the United States of America says that in the 10th Amendment that any power that is not delegated to the federal government is remanded back to the states and the people, respectively. Something to that effect. And there is nothing in the U.S. Constitution about marriage licenses or anything like that.
It does mention in the First Amendment that you have the right to religion, and I believe marriage is a very sanctuous thing that you do in your life, that a lot of people use their churches to do the ceremony. Sometimes people just do it in the town square, and just some people go into the city hall to do it legally. It's crazy. I've seen this happen a couple of times in Manchester.
Well, that originally meant was the federal government couldn't say anything about religion, but state governments could, because there was, you know, Maryland was definitely Catholic and Massachusetts was definitely Puritan at the start of the nation. So things have changed over time, usually around the Civil War with the 14th Amendment, where, you know, the federal government tries to tell the states what to do. But I would say that the most relevant piece in the Constitution is recognition of contracts from one state to another. Mm-hmm. So, you know, If you and I say we're business partners in New Hampshire, we are business partners, then that business is recognized in other places, and the contracts that we make with other people in other states is recognized. And to me, that means if a marriage is issued in Hawaii, which was the first state to recognize them, you know, recognize gay marriage, then it should be recognized in the rest of the United States, and no state should be able to deny it.
That's what this bill apparently is doing. Major, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. According to the Reuters story, it is a narrowly written to act as a limited backstop for the 2015 Supreme Court decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. It would allow the federal government and states to recognize same-sex and interracial marriages as long as they were legal in the states where they were performed. It makes concessions for religious groups and institutions that don't support those marriages. The measure would repeal the 1996 law called the Defense of Marriage Act, which, among other things, denied federal benefits to same-sex couples. It bars states from rejecting the validity of out-of-state marriages on the basis of sex, race, or ethnicity. So it's kind of what you were just saying.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, first off, I support the idea that contracts are recognized from one state to another. The second thing I'd like to say is don't get married. There's really no point in getting a government marriage.
You mean government marriage.
Right.
Yes. It's more difficult to get out of a marriage than getting in.
Far more difficult.
Yeah.
Far more
and a
expensive.
Lot more, yeah, it's more expensive than the diamond ring you might give her.
You say this is a man who was married.
Yeah. And, you know, like, look at it. Look at the relationship. Does it benefit from the government being involved and telling you how you're going to, you know, however things are going to go. Now, look, if you have a child with a woman and you're trying to get visitation rights or whatever the situation is, it's not like you're somehow exempt from family court.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very least, you're not deciding how to divide up joint checking accounts and things like that.
Right.
But wait, what about the old excuse, Mark? I think you used to mention this back when you were married. You had said that you need to be married legally because insurance and because taxes or something like that.
Well, there are instances where it's cheaper to have, to be married for tax purposes. Mm-hmm. It's true. That's a government, that's your choice.
That's government, though.
And there are instances where it is cheaper to, it's easier to get insurance if you're married.
But the legal avenue with the insurance, this is where it gets confusing. Is like, oh, you have to get legally married to get the insurance discount. No. The way I look at it is if you say you had your marriage in your own kind of way, usually people take pictures, there's witnesses. That's what their purpose of doing, like having witnesses at a wedding, so that they can say to everyone, oh, yeah, they're married. They're married. Yeah. There's a bunch of people that can confirm this. And so if the insurance company does not recognize your photos and witnesses, then there's a lawsuit involved, right? You don't need the legal permissions of the government for your insurance to recognize it.
And do insurers actually ask for a marriage certificate, or is it like if they both have the same last name, that's good enough?
Well, that's discriminatory.
It depends on the situation,
mm-hmm.
right? So if the two of you come together with the same names and say, we're married or whatever, it's much less likely they're going to ask for a certificate. However, if you're working for, one of you is working for the state and then the other one, and then you get married and then you're like, I'd like to bring my new spouse on, they're going to be like, how about that certificate?
Well, don't work for the state.
Well, that's sometimes, the career that makes you happiest is working
for the
government.
You're not going to be happy working for the government.
Sometimes
come on,
those
people don't exist.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes
do you see
bad.
Those court security officers?
They don't look happy.
Oh, they don't look happy, but that looks like one of the easiest jobs in the world.
Oh, yeah. And they're all retired cops, too. So they're double dipping.
I can tell.
They're getting that retirement pay, too.
I had some great teachers in high school, and I think they rose above the melee of bureaucracy that.
That doesn't mean they were happy with their jobs. They just rose above it.
That's important.
A lot of teachers hate working for that bureaucracy.
I understand, but their only way they were going to reach those kids was by working for the
government. They do it, but that's because there aren't a lot of other options. There's more coming up here. You can join the show. 603-283-61.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime you want. Over at freetalklive.com. Marky mentioned the chat server earlier. I don't actually ended up, might have been off here. But you can go to chat.freetalklive.com. You can interact with some of the other Free Talk Live listeners there and get in the troll zone over at chat.freetalklive.com. Ian, Joe, and
Mark. Wear your special troll armor.
Yeah, in the studio here tonight. So let's see, Joey, you had a crazy story about a drunk cop doing something pretty nasty. In fact, you know, we can't get too descriptive, so well, try to be as medical as possible.
Okay,
in this
I'm just going to read it as it says, right?
Yeah, I think it'll be okay.
I think it'll be all right. All right, this is coming from Wink News, winknews.com.
Should be out of Fort Myers.
Yeah, it is Fort Myers Broadcasting. Yeah. Yep, and this is coming from actually Chicago CBS. Chicago cop accused of peeing in ice machine, shoving Florida bar worker.
Boy, another drunk cop.
Another drunk Midwesterner comes down to Florida for a party and makes an a-hole of themselves.
Yeah. I wonder if this is where they get the term Florida guy.
Right, Florida man. Florida gets blamed for another Midwesterner coming down there and doing their thing.
It's rarely someone from Las Vegas that's the problem. It's usually someone from outside of Las Vegas is the problem.
Well, that's true. In Florida, there's this phenomenon that's worth mentioning just for people's edification. Mm-hmm. Is I-95 and I-75 run down the east and west coasts, respectively. Mm-hmm. Now, I-95, as most people know, runs from the top of Maine all the way down to Key West, I think, or something like that.
Sounds right.
And, you know, thus, the people who are from the East Coasters, right? Like, you know, those that are, they're called East Coasters, they tend to travel down 95 and they tend to,
they stay there.
They stay from Jacksonville to Cocoa Beach to, down to Fort Lauderdale and Miami and maybe Key West and that kind of thing. So it tends to be populated with more East Coasters.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But 75 comes down from the Midwest. I think it goes through Michigan. Ohio and, starts in Michigan, goes to Ohio and down through. And And so we get the Midwesterners on the West Coast. So they tend to populate areas as far north as Newport Richey and down through Tampa and into Sarasota and down to Fort Myers and Naples and things like that. So it's just kind of a... Yeah, it's just a, I don't know, a study in human movement.
Yeah.
You know, these are the easy roads to go down, and that's where they go.
So you're saying that's why the Chicago cop ended up on the West Coast?
I think so.
Okay.
Go figure that, right?
Well, I think it's actually because his parents live in Fort Myers.
Probably.
Well,
their parents live in Naples.
So I'll start the article. A Chicago police officer was arrested in Florida this week after authorities said he shoved an employee and was caught urinating in an ice machine at the beach resort bar.
Oh, my God.
He
must have been trashed.
Really a problem. Yeah. Can you imagine trying to get this cleaned out now?
No.
I mean, what do you got to do with this ice machine?
I don't know.
Bleach it out?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you could probably do something with it, but my God.
So, Officer Henry Capuch. I had to say it like that.
Hey.
Would you put
that? Italian in Chicago. Nothing unusual there.
Yeah.
30 years old, was charged with simple battery and disorderly conduct in the incident at Jimmy B's Bar at the Beachcomber Hotel in St. Pete, Beach, Florida.
Damn.
Florida, yeah. According to... Pinea County complaint and arrested an arrest affidavit. A bar employee was trying to get ice from the ice machine at the bar.
When
he said it was St. Pete.
Pinellas?
Oh, Pinellas.
Pinellas? I just doubled the L's. Yeah.
So it's St. Pete. Okay.
And, yeah, so I don't know if I should say that word. From the ice machine at the bar when you found Capuch urinating. Urinating on the ice in the machine, the report said. And he kind of looks smirky in the photo. It's kind of funny. When the employee, when the employee told
smirking the next morning, I'll tell you that his head hurt.
When the employee told
jail, hopefully.
Capuch to stop. Capuch began swearing at the employee and pushed the employee with both hands a couple of times. The report said. Capuch also pushed a security guard. The report said.
How come there is not video of this? I mean, there's got to be a security camera in this bar, right?
I can't wait for it to come out. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would think they would have put this thing out. It would have gone even more viral if they had video of this cop peeing in the ice machine.
I don't suspect they want to be known for that.
The bar, you mean?
Right, like the bar's like, we're not releasing this.
Come here, try our margarita.
We call this the Blue Chicago Liner. PD margarita.
They need to, what was the guy's
with
name?
Capuch.
They should announce a new drink.
The Capuch.
The Capuch. Yeah.
Capuch ice.
Oh, man.
So local police came, and the employee directed them to Capuch, who was on the beach with his girlfriend, the report said. While being arrested, Capuch actively resisted and did not obey commands.
I'm shocked.
Wow.
Well, it's not a surprise. You know, if you're a police officer, you've got this idea that
you
can get away with anything.
And usually... Right. You kind of can.
Well, I don't know about usually, but I know that it certainly happens.
He's out of his element to some extent, though, right? Like, he's not in his backyard.
Right.
He doesn't have his buddies around.
The farther he gets from Chicago, the less likely he can act up. And so the Pinellas County Police Department has dealt with more than one drunk, vacationer. And
Well, you know, maybe he's got his badge on him. Maybe he doesn't, right? He's on vacation.
Right.
So has he got his badge easy to access? And otherwise, he's just telling these cops, hey, I'm officer two. You know, he's really drunk, right? And how many times have they heard that? And they're like, yeah, sure, buddy.
I don't know what they think and what they don't, but I can tell you, when I lived up here, I would keep my fireman helmet and some gear in the back seat visible. And because I, at some point or another, figured out every time I get stopped, it's not a problem.
You're not getting the ticket.
Yeah.
It's a pass.
I'd just be like, I know Capuch. No.
Hey.
Capuch over here. This is the real funny last line here. Chicago police said Capuch has been relieved of police powers pending an internal investigation.
Wow.
Do you get the relieved
part? Yeah, that's why
it's funny.
Just the relieved part. He's on ice now.
I bet he feels better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. Now, did it say he got bailed out in there? He must have, but I don't think it said that.
I don't see that in the episode. But he definitely bailed out one way. But that's about it.
That is just absolutely horrifying.
It's really bad. But I do think that they could turn this around if they wanted to, the beach club there, and you know, make it that much more interesting. I don't know. But well, I think that people would go for it.
By launching the Kapooch special?
The Kapooch, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'd tell cops, like, oh, you don't like your job, go work at McDonald's. But apparently they can't do that.
He can't
handle that.
Yeah. Right. Just say anywhere near food service.
Yeah. Kapooch is the reason why McDonald's ice cream machines are broken. Okay.
Man, I mean, can you just imagine being that bartender and, you know, you're turning the corner, just right. going to get some ice, and then there's this probably fairly large man peeing in your ice machine.
By the way, you know, whatever recompense, what do they call that when you have to pay money to the government?
Restitution.
Whatever restitution isn't going to this bartender that had to clean out this.
It depends. I don't know how it works in Florida, but that actually does happen in New Hampshire, where if you're ordered to pay restitution on, say, like a theft case or something like that from a store, it does.
This isn't theft.
I'm just saying.
What's
going to
happen is that the business is going to say, hey, we paid him to clean this up, but this is not really part of his duties.
Duty.
I mean, it's the best I can do. It's not really part of his duties to clean up effluence out of an ice machine, but I'm sure that was the person who had to do it.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? That's going to be the Kapooch ice is going to be worth a lot of money.
See, here's what I would do. Is I would have these police officers stand right next to this drunk a-hole while he cleaned the ice machine out.
Yeah, he had to do a good job.
Well, at the very least, he's going to have to do more.
Well, back in the day, that's what they would have done, you know?
Yeah.
Andy Griffith style.
Oh, now you got to clean the ice machine.
You got to call somebody that knows how to sanitize. I mean, that's not...
I'm not claiming that the job would be done. But at the very least, you can get him to do 50% of the job.
He should pay for a professional cleaning. Call ServPro or whoever the hell it is you call in a situation like that. Someone that specializes in
cleaning. They called that bartender he pushed.
I'm sure he knows the guy, Kapooch. Yeah.
to
clean things up.
I would agree with you that calling ServPro and then charging him would be great. But just consider, the business isn't going to get paid. This is a no-interest loan to the government for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Until maybe Kapooch gets restitution and maybe he has to pay.
Yeah. If you want to join the show, the number here is 603-283-6160. You know, since we ended up having a caller call in about mushrooms tonight, I've actually been sitting on a story for a couple weeks, which is pretty amazing, about the power of these magic mushrooms, as some people call them. We'll share that with you. On the way, hour number 3 is coming up. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833- 833-VITAL-90. That's 833-VITAL-90.